Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome. It's episode 20 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called Gratitude and Joy. Patience is the key. So in today's pod, Prem speaks to us from Madrid in Spain as his book, Hear Yourself, is launched in Spanish. Prem explores the importance of maintaining clarity and patience in our lives and how adopting these qualities can create overwhelming gratitude and joy. For more information, head over to premrawat.com. And don't forget, this podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and theudo.com. If you've got any questions for Prem Rawat about his new book or the Life Essentials podcast, drop us an email, lifesessentialswithpremrawat@gmail.com. Be great to hear from you. That's lifesessentialswithpremrawat@gmail.com.
Okay, so now I get to speak to you for about 30 minutes straight. Not as questions, but just what I have to say. Because what I really want to say to you, and it's all good news, it's not bad news. And the news is that you're so fortunate. I know you have problems, troubles, challenges. And sometimes these challenges, these issues weaken you. And I always remember that when we are faced with this big mountain, we look at the mountain, we look at the sheer size of the mountain, we look at the height of the mountain. And we're overwhelmed. What's going to happen? How am I going to survive this? How am I going to be able to take care of the challenges that I have? Whatever the challenge may be. And in that moment, I want you to remember that nowhere going on top of the mountain is a challenge. That's not the objective. To get to the other side of the mountain is the objective. And to get to the other side of the mountain, you don't have to go through the mountain and you don't have to go over the mountain. You can go around the mountain. Because at the end of the day, the story becomes very simple, even though it seems like it becomes very complicated. You, as a human being, need to understand what every day is. I know, that doesn't sound right. Every day? Well, wait till you hear what I really have to say. I go way beyond every day. I go down to every moment. Because every moment that you are alive, that you exist, It's the most amazing possibility. Most amazing occurrence that's happening. Most amazing thing that's taking place. What a blast. What a trip to have come through that one wall and to be here. And then it goes on and on every day, every moment. You want to extend your life? You want to live longer? Yeah, there is a way. Cut it down to size. As many little pieces as you can. Called moment. Get as every moment. It's going to seem a lot more. It just is. Because you've been enjoying every single moment. To understand in your life that this gift of breath is unparalleled. And the wisdom to enjoy it, you have been given that too. Like I said earlier, you look at one mirror, but learn to look at another mirror that's there. And in that mirror, you will see a lot more of who you truly are. That you're not without wisdom. You have incredible wisdom inside of you. You're not without the thirst. You have incredible thirst inside of you. You are not without courage. You have incredible courage inside of you. Why am I using the word courage? What has courage got to do with anything? Well, to accept wisdom, it takes courage. It takes courage. To love takes courage. To understand takes courage. To be kind, it takes courage. To be free takes courage. To choose peace takes courage. None of this stuff is for the weaklings. No. This takes real human being, that superhuman that you are. That's what it takes. It's a reality. Your reality isn't the pain and sorrow and the suffering. But on the other side of the coin of that pain and sorrow and suffering is the joy, is the clarity, is the understanding, is the wisdom. Beckoning you, calling you. This is why you have a heart. What heart are you talking about? Oh, you know that little thing that says, yeah, be kind. That says, I love you. That says, it'll be all right. That says, don't worry. That's called the heart. You have it. And all you need to do, I'm not saying to shut down the mind. I'm not saying that. That would be nice, but you can't do it. I used to say that when I was 10 years, 11 years old, people used to come to me and every morning you know, the setup. But actually I was 13 then when I came to England. Every morning, we would have a session. I would sit down, people would sit down, and they would ask questions every day. And the questions were, I can't shut down my mind. So, but why are you trying? You don't need to shut down your mind. You need your heart to come out and balance your life. If your life does not seem balanced, it's because it's all mind, no heart. And what does the mind do? You blew it. You didn't do that right. Oh, you could have done it better. Oh, you are going to get it. Oh, you are not going to succeed. Oh, you will never make it. Oh, you are useless. Nothing will happen. Good will come of you. Already the tape is playing. What do you think is that thing? You haven't taken the test yet, right? You're sitting there to take the test. And are you nervous? And why are you nervous? Because something has already introduced the idea of failure in you. Failure. And you have bought it. You have accepted it. And you're sitting there going, I hope all the questions I know. Hey, read the test. Then after that you have read the test and go, my God, I didn't pay attention in class. Then you can be nervous. But why are you nervous before? I'm not telling you this because somebody told me this. No, I have experienced this. I'm sitting there as nervous as you can be. I'm just like, why are you nervous? Read the questions. Then you can be nervous. In life, in this existence, we lose. We have created holes in our existence and we lose and lose and lose and lose and lose and lose. And we all know what terrible things have happened to us, but we don't remember all the good things that have happened to us. That you were born. That you're alive. That breath came into you. This is good news. I know there are people sitting here going, but that's not much of a news. But I'm telling you, I go to prisons. I talk to the prisoners, inmates. And I can see desperation. One inmate actually said to me, he said, how do you know how bad it is in here? You don't live here. And I had to agree with him. I don't know. But then I started thinking about it. Why are prisons so bad? Who makes them bad? I mean, is it the walls? Whatever the walls are made out of, they're pretty strong. That's the same wall you're going to have in a 5-star hotel. Is it the windows? You go in South America, you go in India, you will find bars in front of the windows. Because, hey, they want to protect themselves. Is it the windows that makes a prison? Is it the green grass that grows a little bit here and there inside? Is it the fence? What makes it so bad? And I realized what makes it so bad. People. Those people who say it is so bad are the ones who make it so bad. And that's why the peace education program works. Because when they realize that it is them that is making their life miserable, and also it is them that holds the key to freedom. Both of them, it's them. Then their whole world changes. A little bit of understanding. A little bit of clarity can go so far. Can be so incredible.
The head of the Iranian FA wasn't going to give us the rights until he suddenly went, Mr. Bean, and pointed at Nick. And then, so he then reenacted the scene that Nick does Rowan Atkinson.
He said, you nicked Mr. Bean's camera. And I said, yeah, that's true. He said, Mr. Bean put a bin on your head. I said, yes, that's true. He said, Mr. Bean poked you with a pen and you made a noise. I said, yeah, that's true. And then he paused and he went, I will be Mr. Bean. So there I am in the office of the Iranian oil ministry with a bin on my head and he's poking me with a pen. The famous sloping pitch with Chris England, Nick Hancock and guests from Great Big Owl.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And I would like to tell you a story about how incredible that is. And you may have never heard this story before. Maybe for some of you, it will be the first time you will hear this story. So there was a man, and he had three kids, three grown-up children. He had made a lot of money, business. And the time was coming very close that he had to choose one successor who would inherit pretty much the whole business. So one day he called his three sons to the room and he said, by the way, I have to choose one of you as my successor. And I will do a little test. And the test is, there's this room, and I will call you to this room. one at a time. Come to this room. I will ask you a few questions. And whoever can answer those to my satisfaction, they will be the one who will inherit everything. The kids were a bit nervous, but okay. So it was the first one's turn. The businessman, the father, went into the room, closed the room, and the room was pitch dark. Pitch dark. Pitch dark. The first son was escorted into that room through another room, so he still was pitch dark. He couldn't see anything when he got in. Man was standing there, but the first kid could not see him. And he said to his firstborn, he said, what do you see? And he said, Father, this room is pitch dark. I can't see anything. I can't see you or anything in this room. The businessman said, okay, thank you. He was escorted off. The second one came. He looked, same thing. What do you see? His father, I know I am here. And I know you are here because I hear you. So even though I don't see, but I know at least two of us are here. And the father said, is that all you see? Does that all do you know? He goes, yeah. He thanked the second son. He said, thank you. Called the third one. By this time, the father is getting pretty disappointed. Third one comes in. What do you see? The third one very quickly assessed the situation. And he says, Father, before I answer your question, I would like to ask you a question. You have been doing business for a very long time. Do you have any words of wisdom for me? And the father started saying, very good question. Yeah, you know, work hard in your life. Work honestly in your life. Don't be greedy. There will be good times. There will be bad times. In good times, prepare for the bad times. In bad times, be ready, and you will have good times. And profound question you have asked for my wisdom, my third son. It's wonderful. And he said, but now you must answer my question. What do you see? And he says, Father, I'm so thankful that you gave me the opportunity to answer your question, but also the wisdom that you shared with me. It has truly given me a lot of inspiration and a lot of clarity. And oh, I must go now. But before I go, I can clearly see you, the table next to you, the candle on the table next to you, the chair in front of me, and this is what I can see. And the father said, very good. Here's the moral of the story. He assessed out the situation that he could not see because his eyes were used to outside light. That if he could engage his father with a little bit of time, his eyes would adjust to the darkness in the room and he could begin to see whatever was there. Do we have that little bit of patience? Do we have that little bit of patience? When was the last time you allowed yourself to adjust to the light that was inside of you? So you could see the courage. They could see the clarity. You could see the understanding. You could see the wisdom that you have in you. Kabir puts it no differently. He says, within you are the fountains. Within you are the beautiful, beautiful gardens. In you. Isn't that just a metaphor? But the goodness of that garden, the kindness of that beauty, the leaves rustle, the greenness, the scent of the flowers, all that is. When was the last time you had enough patience to allow yourself to adjust to the simplicity you have inside of you? Most people, when it comes to that time to be patient, they go, I am bored. How can a human being be bored? Have you ever been bored? Have you ever been bored? Of course you have been bored. I've been bored. You just happen to be on planet Earth, right? That is traveling faster than the speed of a bullet. Are you still bored? It's not only going around and around and around and around, but it's wobbling. It is making this journey. 70% of it is water and it doesn't spill a drop. Are you bored still? You're traveling in a universe where there is more stars and heavenly bodies than the grain of sand on every single beach on the face of this earth. Are you still bored? Are you bored? You are going for a ride on a roller coaster you cannot believe. Where it is going, no one knows. Who is steering this? No one knows. You happen to be in a universe that is not expanding. They thought it was expanding. But light coming from the edge of the universe keeps coming, keeps coming, keeps coming, because that's how long it's taking it to get to us. It looks like the universe is expanding, but it's just already there. The light hasn't yet, from that part, reached us. Are you still bored? And this keeps happening day and night. It never stops. You may go to sleep, you think the earth goes, oh, good park. No. Northern lights, you've heard of northern lights, you have heard of southern lights, northern lights, beautiful. Coming here to Denmark, European trip, first European trip, saw the northern lights. You know what that is? That's solar rays, solar winds hitting the Earth's magnetic poles at supersonic speed. Are you still bored? But we do get bored because we don't have the patience to let these eyes adjust to the sight within. If you can have just that much patience, oh, so little patience, you will be the king of your universe for the rest of your life. Just that's all it takes. Then joy will be yours. Understanding will be yours. And gratitude will be yours. To be thankful every single day. Every single day. Nay, every single moment. Will be yours. Thank you. Thank you for this life. Thank you for this existence. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for joy. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for all that is good in your life. Now, you can make a choice. You can say, I don't know about all that. But then understand the consequence of making that choice. You get to make that choice. You get to say, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to be thankful every day. I don't want to be thankful every moment. I have job, I have responsibilities, I have all of these things I have to do. I don't know about that. You can make that choice. But understand what the consequence of that choice are. Making that choice, you will be miserable. You will. Because that's what you'll choose. Is it so wrong to be miserable? You won't be the first one. And you won't be the last. You remember? Why phones, these super smartphones, were created? Do you remember? Probably not. They were to make your life easier. They haven't done that. People who created this technology empowered you to communicate, but they never told you what you should say. And if one thing this world never knew, that was what to say. The state is called speechless. And when you are actually don't know what to say, but you say it anyways, it's called babbling. And that's what this world does. Babble, 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 babble. How much babbling? On YouTube, you can actually go and see people fall, you know, in shopping centers, they have fountains. And they're so busy, they fall into the fountain because they don't know where they're going. In emergency rooms all across India, all across America, all across England, all of Europe, most countries that have these phones, smartphones, that's what they do. They have totally made their owners dumb because they're smart. Emergency rooms, head injuries, walking into poles, walking out into the street without looking. My God, what would this world be without a horn? Beep, beep. As soon as the light turns red, they're not going to watch the light turn green. Somebody will tell them, beep, beep. Okay, here we go. Thank you. So what we have today fake news, people committing suicide, people being put down, homelessness, prisons are overflowing, rule makers are making more rules every day, prisons are overflowing, wars, destruction of this planet, an unprecedented size, deforestation, carbon dioxide, carbon footprint, you wouldn't believe. Super ships, container ships that run day and night. They're not that many, but the amount there are produce more pollution than all the cars on this planet Earth. Because they use the worst kind of grade of diesel that there is, the most unpurified. And the sulfur dioxide that they put out is just unbelievable. So, is this the world you want? Or there is another possibility where we lead and live a more conscious life, that we help each other protect this planet, that becomes the cool thing to do, that peace becomes the cool thing to do, that respect becomes a cool thing to do. That's what I'm trying to do, see? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make peace a cool thing. And to be able to smile for every baby that is born because they will be looked after, not right now. Do you know what the population of this world is? It is at this point in time, as I speak, over 7.7 billion people. And if you look at the counter, it's going as fast as it can go. And due to all the medical changes and things that have happened over the period of quite a few years, the death rate is slowed way down. And people are just... Food. Food. People are dying. There are more people who are obese, who eat too much, than those people who are not getting enough food, undernourished. This is a bad reality. And all this is happening despite all the technology. Because if technology is going to run us, this is what's going to happen. We, as human beings, need to run the technology. Not technology runs us. We need to make the choices. And the choices we need to make are the choices about clarity, about our heart, about our understanding, about peace, about joy, about the human dignity. And so I offer to you another possibility, and that possibility is the possibility of clarity in our lives. Otherwise, the way everything is headed, it's obvious. So whoever has been in charge, who has been running the show, the greed is off the skelter in this world. This is what has happened. And it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But there is still a possibility. And we need to accept that possibility. That's my presentation. This is what I talk about. This is what I want to offer you. Because there is something real. And that has been talked about through the ages too. So anyways, thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoyed the book, and thank you and good night. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course called Peak to help you understand and experience personal peace. Go to premrawat.com and click on Peak. And don't forget Prem's new book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World. It's published by HarperCollins. It's now available. For more information, head over to hearyourselfbook.com. If you've got any questions for Prem Rawat about his new book or the Life Essentials podcast, drop us an email, lifesessentialswithpremrawat@gmail.com. It'd be great to hear from you. That's lifesessentialswithpremrawat@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.
It's Mr. P here.
I'm the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.